All right, Mitch Payton. First off, Seth Hammaker. I didn't realize 4 podiums in 10 career races and now 5 podiums in 11 career races. Kid can ride some supercross.
Yeah, actually, we're really happy with him. You know, at the beginning of last year, we weren't sure if he was going to be ready because he was dealing with Epstein-Barr. And he did kind of deal with that throughout Supercross a little bit, and still, even outdoors, struggled or whatever. But we've kind of got, I think we've got over that. So, like, he's healthier than he was last year. But he tries really hard. He's a really, really talented kid, like, underrated for sure. And he's doing good. We have to get better. We got some stuff that we need to work on.
Whoops.
That's I'm sorry, but I wasn't going to say that. Oh.
You can see it. It's an adventure.
You can see it?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
He needs to do the whoops better. Needs to enter the whoops with more speed. You can see it, like, when you watch Craig, when he gains 5 bike lengths in the first 6 whoops, you're like, that might be the problem.
You're like, I'm no Gary Bailey, but there's an issue right there.
He needs to get on the balls of his feet.
And then Joe mistakes the first 2 rounds, really, if I've heard him. You know, it's the gate, the crash, the gate at A1, the crash. He's kind of off to a bit of a rough start. I mean, he's riding well, but yeah.
Yeah, and same thing. I still think he needs to be better in the whoops also. But just mistakes are costing him. You know, like, even he hit the gate, but he also fell in the short set of whoops last week. And then this week, you know, crashing the whoops after he stalled the bike. So, like, those are mistakes, and, like, we just got to fix that. But he's got talent. He has, you know, good technique and stuff, and I don't want to give up on him. I think he can do it.
I don't know if you got a chance to watch Ryder E in the Futures. Did you go and watch it?
I watched every practice, everything, and the main event. I thought he looked really good. Obviously, being honest, I'd like to see more competition in the class because, you know, that, like,
I was going to ask you about the whole program in general. What do you think about Supercross Futures the way it is?
Well, I think a little bit of that was, I mean, first of all, we're really stoked for him because, like, he rode the track really good and he was in control. He didn't make a lot of mistakes, you know, which usually sometimes happens. He kind of keeps it in check, does all the jumps. You know, he was doing the whoops. In the main event, he started jumping through them. And that's fine because, like, he had a big lead. But I wished he would have at least tried to blitz him, I guess, just because I think he could have done that.
Yeah.
So that would have been good. But I think when you get back, like, Hymus and some of the other riders, you know, then the level will come up a little bit more and they'll all have to push. And that's the reason they're here, is not just to take a easy win. The idea of this Futures is to bring all of the good kids out. And I really kind of think, and this is my opinion, I'm going to get blasted for this probably, but I don't think it matters who wins. I think it's a matter of getting experience. And if they get the experience, it should be about every single time you go out on the track, you try to improve or do something that you see. When you finally see the real guys do it, you're like, oh, I'm going to have to do that next year. So, like, you need to learn from those things and see what you can do that they did. And if you feel it, you don't want them to get hurt, but if you feel it safe, then try it.
Yeah.
But overall, I think it was good. I'm glad they did it. It's a great way to evaluate talent for the future. I was really proud of the way he rode today. He was in control, like I said, more than, like, all of his laps were just dead solid consistent. So that happens not so much, because sometimes they do stuff and they miss a rhythm and then all of a sudden they're off the track. So, like, he did pinpoint everything he had to do all the time. So that was great.
Christian Craig was pretty good on point so far this year.
Christian Craig has been on point. His whoop speed. I mean, if I said anything about him, it would be just that, you know, he's always been good in the whoops, whether he rode a Honda or Yamaha or whatever he rode. He's always been good in the whoops. So, like, if you're going to beat him, you have to be able to be competitive with him in the whoops. he's beatable for sure. I wouldn't be surprised if Joe, Mosman, Seth, Hunter, anybody can beat him, but you can't give him that one thing because
you pressure him, right? Too.
Well, and you can't give like a it, you know, the whoops could be anywhere from 3/10 to 7/10 of a second. And then if you let him get by you there one time and he can do that four times in a row, then he's gone.
Right, right.
So can't do that.
There you go. It's breaking it down.
Break it down.
Thanks for doing this.
All right. See you.